Welcome to this ComputerWeekly.com podcast on compliance and storage in digital transformation projects. My name is Anthony Adseth, storage editor with Computer Weekly. With me, I have Mathieu Gorge, CEO of Vigitrust. The first question we're going to deal with today, Mathieu, is why is storage and compliance important in digital transformation projects? Over to you.
Thanks, Anthony. Well, today, a lot of organizations are trying to reach more clients on an ongoing basis by going more digital. And by doing so, they essentially expand the way they collect data and they manage and store the data. So let's imagine that you have a lot of physical data and you want to be more present on the internet. You want to be on social media. You want to have an e-commerce site. You may want to have different extranets and links to partners and so on, then stuff that you can't really do only with physical data. Then what you need to do is you need to essentially digitize that data, which typically involves scanning the data into some sort of digital format. So you end up with a digital version of the same data. But in doing so, you're actually creating a lot of new data in a way that you don't only create one digital copy of the original paper-based data, but you also create a lot of unstructured data around those files, data that is related to the copy of the original documents, but essentially ends up being fragmented and copied in many different places within your network. And so one of the key issues there is, where does that data go? How do you store it? And can you do it in a compliant way? Now, if you look at key security frameworks, key regulations, if we take, say, PCI, HIPAA, or ISO 27000, for instance, they all have a physical security element to them. So they ask you to have a strategy for dealing with physical data, physical security, access to physical data, and to put controls around that. Now, if you look at GDPR, GDPR is now asking you to take what's known as appropriate security measures to protect the data, whether that data is in physical format or logical format. But if you move from physical to logical, you essentially double up. And one of the key questions is, how do I manage all of that new data? And what do I do with the legacy data in order to remain in compliance when I keep the data?
Thanks, Mathieu. And the next question is, how do you ensure compliance in storage in digital transformation projects? Over to you again.
So let's take the easy part, so to speak, first. The easy part is really to put security frameworks and controls around the new amount of data that you have that is digital data, as part as your new digital front window, so to speak. When you get new data, you can obviously secure the data by encrypting it. First of all, you map it out. You try and understand where you're going to store it, how you're going to store it, who's going to have access to what. Are you going to back it up? Are you going to monitor access? Are you going to have logs that demonstrate that you can essentially manage and reproduce the life cycle of that new data? And then, as I said earlier on, you need to look at all the level of new unstructured data that is inherently created by that digital transformation process. And so that's very important, but it's easy to follow guidelines from regulation in order to do that, or even to refer back to something like ISO 27000 to do so. One of the areas that's often forgotten about is the idea of disposing securely of the physical data. First of all, you may or may not wish to dispose of that data. You may actually want or need to keep it for legal purposes. And if so, you need to still keep it securely. And now is a good time to review your strategy to do so. If, on the other hand, you need to dispose of it, you need to do so in a way that allows you to demonstrate that it's been destroyed. Maybe you'll use a company that will provide a certificate showing that the data has been securely destroyed and it's no longer in your possession. Remember that the key challenge here is to demonstrate that you're either storing it in a compliant manner or you've disposed of it in a compliant manner. And unfortunately, this is not always part of a digital transformation strategy. So what we recommend at DigiTrust is to ensure that you understand the challenges with digital transformation, but also the convergence between physical and logical storage and compliance, because that should really be part of the DNA of your overall security strategy.
Thanks, Mathieu. And that's the end of the podcast. For more information on storage and compliance, as well as up-to-date news, go to computerweekly.com/storage.